All right, today is Tuesday, November 14th, and the CPI inflation report was released this morning. So how are stocks reacting to this? All I can tell you, they are reacting a lot to this. And also, how does this affect our positions? That's what we're going to take a look at. Plus, CSIQ, one of our stocks, reported earnings, and it looks pretty ugly. So we need to talk about this and what we did this morning. All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hotcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we have a lot of experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And Mark, I don't even know where to start. Well, first of all, it would be good to see the charts. There we go. I mean, should we show this or should we show this? I mean, or should we talk about this? I mean, where do we start?
You know, let's talk about just the reaction right now. The S&P gapping higher, opening the day up strong, really continuing to move higher, not looking back at all right now, up 2%. Why is the S&P up 2%, Marcus?
Well, this is where we need to look at the CPI report. And we look at the economic calendar, and we talked about it this week. The two important reports are CPI and PPI. And so the CPI came in much better than expected at 0%, being flat. The core CPI, and this is basically what the Fed is paying attention to, instead of 0.3% higher, only 0.2% higher. This also means that the inflation, or that CPI, consumer price index, year over year dropped to 3.2 from previously 3.7. So does this mean that what the Fed is doing is working? And this is where I saw this super interesting chart here that basically shows us, okay, this here, the dark blue line is the CPI. The light dotted blue line is the core CPI. And if you look at what happened over the last few months, we see that there's a very clear trend. And especially after this little uptick when crude oil was just going up like crazy and now going back down and core CPI going down, I think this is what got traders excited, that what the Fed is doing is working.
I agree, Marcus. I mean, core CPI at the slowest pace, so inflation at the slowest pace in 2 years, and the trajectory, the trend being down, that has traders excited, thinking that the Fed is done raising rates.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the CPI. We know that the Fed likes to do at the PCE index that's being released next week. Is it next week? Let's take a quick look here. It's not this week. And let's see. It's not even next week. So it is in 2 weeks from now. Yes, it is on the 30th. So, but this is where traders are looking into this and saying, okay, it seems to be good news. At least that's what the initial reaction is. This is where we see, just as said, S&P up 2% for the day. Fireworks in the markets.
Huge move, huge move. So investors liking this. The S&P now at 4,500. The Fed, or Fed Funds Futures, believe that in December there is 100% chance that the Fed will keep rates the same. I don't think I've seen, refresh that. I refreshed it and I'm seeing 100.
Okay.
If you can.
I thought I refreshed it right before we got into the show. So let's see.
Okay, maybe it changed.
Oh my gosh, now I'm not seeing anything.
Anyway, when I refreshed, I see 100.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen that.
There is 100%. Also, looking at the probabilities, yeah, even for January right now, 100% probability that the Fed is done raising rates. I mean, that's today. Tomorrow we have the PPI index, but I also think that CPI, the consumer price index, is more important than the producer price index. The producer price index is meant to be kind of a leading indicator that if prices for producers are getting higher, this means that they might pass it on at some point to the consumer, which then trickles down to higher inflation. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, but definitely here, fireworks in the markets all across the board. And of course, this is where the 10-year rates or interest rates, I mean, whether we look at the 10-year or the 2-year, especially the 10-year, I mean, coming down to levels that we haven't seen since August, I want to say.
Well, it'd be September, but September, nonetheless, yeah. I mean, I think that's fantastic. We flirted with 5%. That was a big jump up in October. And now pulling right back. So with lower yields and the possibility that the Fed is done and thinking about cutting in the first half of the year, at least that's what traders are saying, the optimism in equities is definitely there today.
Yeah. The VIX also down right now, trading decisively below 15 at 40.1. And this was really interesting because this morning in our community, Mighty Networks, I saw that somebody said, well, if I'm looking at the standard settings here of the WTF scanner, I don't see anything. And that's where I said, well, the scanner is called Win the Fear. There's no fear in the markets today. There is no fear. It's not there, right? So this is why, of course, there is nothing on our new scanner here today. So Win the Fear means when everybody is fearful, that's what you want to be greedy. But today, everybody is just greedy and happy. And if you look at the heat map here, we see that pretty much everything is in green. There's a few exceptions, but pretty much just fireworks across the board.
Yeah, big move. And right back at highs that we saw mid-September. So a pretty impressive rebound. Like you see, they're all green pretty much. But look at that. I mean, coming off lows, almost getting down to 4,100 to jump into 4,500 in just a matter of 3 weeks. That's impressive. And no. There's the stake zone.
So what is the stake zone? I have a bet with Mark where I said by the end of the year, the S&P will be at 4,500 plus minus 30 points, which means 4,530 or 4,470. So this here is the magic stake zone. And right now, at least the S&P 500 went into the stake zone. So will it stay there? Will it continue to go higher or pause here? I mean, today is a huge reaction. Tomorrow, probably a little bit of pause of the rally. Even today, if you're looking at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, we see that right now. Okay, so after being up, up and away, right now we are hanging out here right at the 4,500 level. And I believe that this is just important resistance right now.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, I would love to send you stakes. I think that you're due, Marcus. I'm impressed getting back to 4,500 in mid or early November too. I mean, gosh, you nailed that. So we'll see where we end up.
Okay, let's talk about our positions. And the first one up here, CSIQ, super interesting. So CSIQ reported earnings today. And let's just jump over here for a second. And it was kind of ugly.
Yeah. So CSIQ reporting earnings and worse than expected EPS. They posted third quarter earnings of 32 cents a share. 82 cents was the estimate. A year earlier, earnings were at $1.12, so a big drop there. Revenue coming in at $1.8 billion, also lower than the $2 billion that was expected. The company said for the fourth quarter it expects total revenue to be between $1.6 billion and $1.8 billion, and analysts were expecting $2.6 billion. So that's a big drop there.
Yeah, and this, I mean, if you look at the pre-market action here, let me just see if I can find the settings here. It's not that easy to do it here when I can't right mouse click. So I don't know really how to right mouse click here. But I mean, this is where CSIQ, huge, huge range today. So opening at, I can't remember where it opened, but maybe moving as low as 1782, moving as high as 2077. So that is almost a $3 range that you have here on a $20 stock. So that's a 15% swing that we have here. And
That's
this where,
huge.
yeah, it's huge, huge, huge. And this is where we were actively trading and looking at opportunities. So this is where you know that for quite a while we have been waiting for flying a rescue mission on CSIQ because we got assigned at 35. So we are due for a rescue mission. And this is where I said this morning, all right, I am ready to fly a fairly aggressive rescue mission at 18. So this is where I sold the 18 puts that are expiring on Friday. So this is expiring on Friday. And you kind of like the idea, right?
You know, I did like the idea because I felt it was an overreaction as well. We opened up at 18.14. We actually had a mastermind member buy some shares pre-market at 17.50. So you were talking about pre-market. It was even uglier before things opened up. So I felt it was an overreaction too. Love your plan, but Marcus, you get the award for timing of the year, selling a ton of puts at 18. And how long did it take for you to close those?
I can remember our mastermind member Siggy. He actually closed it within 7 minutes. I think I closed it within 10 minutes or 12 minutes. So definitely double digits. But it was a great move. I sold them for 70 cents and I bought them back for 10 cents. So this for me, based on my account size, was a quick $1,680 in probably anywhere between 12 and 14 minutes, something like this. Yeah, that was a.
That was perfectly timed. I mean, just a beautiful trade. Got as low as 1782. I was right there looking. To be honest, I was a little bit in DFAT mode, trying to get a little more. I thought we might dip a little bit more before, but honestly, it was just like instant down a little bit and then off to the races, filling that gap.
Yeah. And again, I did not only do this for the premium. Here in CSIQ, I would absolutely be okay to be assigned at 18 for the rescue mission because this morning with our mastermind members, we ran through the math. That would bring my cost basis to somewhere around, I think we defined it as 29-ish, somewhere around there, right? That would be the new cost basis then. Definitely easier to manage than the 35, which is our cost basis right now.
Exactly. And if we look at that 29 level, that's where prior support was. And so I do think, I mean, it might be first, second quarter of next year, but I do think that with a little more optimism in solar, that 29 level is a lot easier to get to than 35. I mean, that's Captain Obvious for you there.
Yeah, I mean, talking about optimism in solar, I mean, today, SEDG, Solar Edge Technologies, up what, 9%? So that's a huge move here. Also, First Solar, FSLR, earlier when we checked, it was up. Let's see if it holds. So, yeah,
Yeah.
First Solar, look at this, up 10%. So the solar sector today, getting some love today. And with this, I mean, overshadowing the bad news here that CSIQ delivered.
Yeah, Enphase also up 13%. So
Yeah.
big jump.
All right. Let's continue to look through our positions and let's see what else is going on. IWM. So this is where it's up and away. So last week I got assigned at 169 because I sold the 169 puts. I sold the 169 calls, and it seems that I'm getting called away. So this is a total of $282 per contract traded. So I'm okay with this. I was kind of hoping that we can take this trade a few more times, but hey, I mean, if the market say, here's some money for you, would you like to have it? You just say, heck yes. So I'm okay with this.
Yeah, and gosh, you know, I have to say that I was following my plan, but getting a little bit greedy with some of that premium rather than just grabbing that 30%. And you really timed perfectly, Marcus. Nice job.
Boom. Well, you get the stakes, I get the money.
And that's a decent trade.
Yeah. All right. So NEE, Next Era Energy, a position that we are in, also having a great day today, up almost 5%. So a huge move here. And this is where now we hope that this trend line holds. And again, trend lines, you draw with a crayon and not with a pencil, right? So we have a little bit move to the downside here. But again, if you use the crayon, we'll be just fine.
I like that.
So we'll see. That's also doing really well today. PNC also today having a spectacular day, up almost 6%. And now, since we said about it, PNC has to make a decision at some point in which range it does want to be, right? So is it here between 117 and 109? Yeah, or is it going up there? It seems that right now we're definitely going more towards the 128 and the upper level there. So not yet in call selling territory, but a few more days like this and it'll look much, much, much better.
Agreed. Looking great.
All right, and even a little UPS here, a little UPS today, up 3%, which is a huge move for UPS. So come on, little buddy, you need to break above the 145. So just decisively, boom, break through this. So then we might be able to sell calls soon again.
I mean, loving this move here, big move for UPS. Getting through that 144, 145 would be huge. And I don't think it will take that much to just start to see a little bit of buying here in UPS. I'll take it though.
Yeah. So, I mean, long story short, today it just fireworks in the market. And even though the S&P, if we go back there, is only up 2.1%. I mean, our positions across the board, if you look at this, are all up 3% and more. UPS 3.3%, PNC now scratching almost 6%, NEE decisively above 5, IWM almost 5, NCSIQ overcoming a negative 15%, right now only down 3%. Do you think that CSIQ might be able to turn positive today?
I think it could. I mean, I'm surprised that it had... I thought it was an overreaction, but I did not expect it to rebound so quickly during the day. So, heck, anything's possible now.
Yeah. So, anyhow, great, great day. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Tomorrow, the PPI index is PPI inflation report is being released. So, make sure that you tune in and see how this affects our positions. If this is helpful to you as we are running through our position, showing you what we are trading, how we are dealing with these markets, then give us a like. We really appreciate the likes. And feel free to share this video with your friends if you believe that they can benefit from it, and ask them to subscribe to the channel. We really appreciate this. All right. Having this said, we'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.